Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not even sold that this is that annoying, to be honest. But Whitney believes she has identified an annoying new parent behavior from me.
Oh, God. It is insufferable already.
TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, Whitney Young.
It's been what, like 2 months since your baby was born?
2 months, 10 days.
God. Okay, so there's that as well.
What?
There's that.
How is that a bad thing?
Oh, God. You are so insufferable.
I'm just a proud papa. I don't know what to tell
you. It's more than that. I'm trying to think of what the correlation is here. Parents that tell everyone about the percentiles that their child is in at
Why did you do air quotes?
Because you don't even know what it really means.
Yes.
You don't even know of it. What does it really mean? I mean,
The percentile is
I know what it is.
Okay.
I know what it is, but like, yeah. But like, who cares? Unless there's some abnormality. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just like you telling me what your weight is. Cool. Great.
It's different. It's different when you're a parent. It's different because
are you proud of their size?
Because right now, my son Mason,
a
little over 2 months old, 2 months, 10 days.
Oh, jeez.
His whole job is to what? Eat, poop, pee, sleep. Those are his things.
To stay alive. It's survival.
And, you know, on his 2 month checkup, we got the percentile update of kind of where he was. And he's excelling at all of those things, mostly eating, apparently. Because
that's not an accomplishment. He's surviving.
Because he's in the 81st percentile for weight. And then, okay, this all came up because yesterday, Whitney, the monster, talking about savage year, was making a joke about how big his head was. It's like, well, Whitney, actually, his head's in the 13th percentile. That's comparatively, you know, his height's in the 48th percentile, and again, his weight's 81st.
You accidentally, this might have been on purpose now that I think about it, sent me his measurements last week in a text. Oops, that was Mason's measurements, didn't mean to send those. So I happen to know that Mason is currently 13.1 pounds.
He's probably a little more now.
He's probably more than that. And in the video you posted, the angle was such that his head looked enormous. It looked like it was half of his body.
Monster.
So,
by the way, the video was of him in his first pool experience, kicking his little feet.
It's cute.
And you monster.
What?
That's the thing you noticed.
It looks big.
Wow, your kid's got a huge head.
It looks really big. It doesn't mean he's any less cute, but yeah, it looks kind of big. So I made the joke that his head was half of the 13.1 pounds.
Yeah, and then I had to correct you and tell you exactly how big his head
is.
And
then you said, oh, he's actually in the whatever percentile.
Head's quite small, comparatively.
I don't think it's small. I don't think anyone could say it's small.
Okay, so the thing we need to do first is identify whether or not this
is... a big head from his dad.
This is indeed annoying or not. So if you want to jump in real quick, let PXY Safe text line at 69822. But I have found myself doing this a lot recently, especially here in the office when people ask about it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not just like running around just like, hey, everyone. Hello, everyone. Announcement. My child's weight is in the 81st percentile. It's not what I'm doing. They're asking me how he's doing, and then I kind of slips into conversation.
I don't know if it slips. I mean, I feel like you make a point to talk about, and it's not just you. I'm not just picking on you. I'm picking on any parent that does this because it's usually new parents.
I'm excited.
Well, this is something. But what are you excited about?
I figured it out
again
because
he's only, like you said, he's excelling in his growth. Great, he's eating.
Yeah,
fantastic. That's like what that's what humans. That's what every
But not every baby is excelling as much as he.
Okay, so then you should maybe be a little more sensitive to the parents out there whose babies are malnourished or
should I ask first?
They can't eat.
Well, okay, I figured it out.
What?
I think the root of this is the first opportunity to find a point of comparison. I think that's what it is. That's where the pride comes from. It's like, I don't know, those percentiles. I know it's not the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but I can only equate it to how it's going to be later on in his life when, you know, his grades, you know, in school. It's kind of the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I just, it makes me think of the quote, comparison is the thief of joy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, not when you're happy.
It takes away my joy.
Not when you're
every
happy.
Every time you bring
not
it up.
Happy about it?
It's extremely annoying. This text coming through at 69822, it's only annoying to people without kids.
That's true.
She will do it when she has a baby, too.
Oh, I can't wait to call it
hypocrisy. I disagree because I always reference that I have a baby brother, and there's a lot of pride. You know, I have a lot of pride with him. It never was like, well, did you know Andrew is in the 90th percentile? Like, who cares? Who cares? As long as they're healthy.
Yeah.
No, as long as they're healthy,
yeah, well,
who cares?
Boring.
About, like, these random little specific, like, medical terms.
I just think it's
dumb.
Term.
It's dumb and annoying. That's all I
this texter, she's a millennial and doesn't get it.
Okay.
All parents do it.
Cool.
But here's the thing that's been interesting is I've noticed that I'm saying this a lot. And I almost aim not to say it, but I don't know what happens. I get like possessed.
Yeah.
And it just like flies out of my mouth. I can't really explain it. Maybe other parents have felt the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of like someone asked me about my kid and then just, you know, I get in there and then boom, boom. 81st percentile. Wait. It's exciting. This texter, my baby's in 90th percentile for height.
Ooh.
Does that mean he is excelling more at being a baby than Corey's baby? At height, yeah. Your baby is better at my baby than being tall.
This text, quote unquote, Aunt Whitney, I resent the quotes. Shouldn't you want to know this info and be proud?
Oh, great point.
No, I'm happy. If he's healthy, I'm happy. That's all I need to know.
You should be more.
I don't need to know
should
that
be more
his
invested.
Head
more invested.
Is not actually as large as it looks based on his size, based on the percentiles.
I'm going to tell him you say all these things. He's going to really be mad at you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.